Chapter 11. LP walked into the Horseshoe Tavern, a veritable bar and band institution in Toronto since the 1940s. His school was just a few blocks away, and the people he was meeting, some friends from his past, lived close as well. He was anxious for a whole pile of reasons. He was mindful of Atman's confessions about being an alcoholic and didn't want to get carried away. But it was also the first time in years that he'd been in a public place with an array of strangers. COVID had killed a lot of people, but it had damaged so many more, making most of his peers wary of being within 6 feet of another human being. It was an unusually quiet and calm summer night, and LP was eager to see his old pals. He hadn't seen them, in person, at least, for 4 years. There had been the odd Zoom call where he felt like a member of the Brady Bunch, but the reality was that things just didn't flow the way they do when you're meeting up with people in the flesh. The nostalgia washed over LP like a misty wave of ghosts as he walked past the bar. As soon as he spotted their table in the corner, he made his way over. "Hello, ladies," he exclaimed enthusiastically, arms outstretched. "Long time no see." Two women in their late 40s rose to embrace him. Their greeting lasted only for a few moments, but it seemed to him that they hugged him just a little longer than they used to. LP turned his head slightly to hide a small tear of joy. "Speak for yourself," Dion quipped, her eyes sparkling mischievously. "I see you every time I check my bank account." Dion, single name only, no last name, like Madonna or Prince, had been a wine sales rep for the last 15 years, and during the pandemic, LP was known to frequently place orders via her private service. A few cases here and there obviously added up. "Ha ha," LP said sarcastically. "But seriously, it's super awesome to see you both. I'm glad we could make this work." Faith Amana, a friend of both LP's and Dion's since the early days, couldn't help grabbing her phone, snapping a couple of shots of the trio being back together again. She was working for a local ad agency, which put food on the table, but her real gig was acting as a social media maven of sorts. Somehow, her various posts and comments would get thousands of likes and shares, making her a very popular online celebrity. An influencer, as they say. A couple of hours of idle banter and chit-chat ensued, always very light, always erratic. They talked about the pandemic, how much it sucked, how anti-government protesters sucked even more, and how it would seemingly take forever to feel normal again. LP made a point of saying he had realized that this was the first time in human history that there was a common story being told almost everywhere on Earth. Everyone on the planet now had a COVID story that they shared with friends and family, he said. Some were funny, some were horrific. On the lighter side, despite global events, they had each somehow managed to have their share of fun adventures over the last few years, all of which they nattered gleefully about for a few hours. Suffice to say, as their talk progressed, there was no agenda. Faith and Dion seemed to have a whimsical relationship going. LP suspected that they might even be flirting with each other, but they'd acted that way for as long as he'd known them. The conversation then turned to how LP had wound up in a music program, and more importantly, why. Everyone knew he was in his 50s, so why the fuck would he take a deep dive into his 20s and try to start over? "It's just a new adventure for me, but something I've always wanted to do. You know, I've been close to music all my life, so this is a logical step," LP announced, leaning forward excitedly. "It's been amazing learning all these new techniques and tools. You should hear some of the stuff I've been working on, and I've met so many cool people." "Ooh, do tell," Faith exclaimed. She pulled out her phone to show off some of her favorite musical finds, soliciting LP's opinion about who was good, who was great, and who sucked. LP grinned, feeling a sense of pride wash over him. It was incredible to share his passion with others who understood it. He launched into a detailed description of his experiences as a DJ in the 80s, regaling his friends with stories of the new romantic scene in Toronto and London. "Man, those were the days," LP sighed, lost in thought for a moment. "I remember spinning records until the early hours of the morning, watching as the crowd danced and swayed to the beat. There was nothing like it. Everyone was so weird. They were normal. You know what I mean? As LP spoke, his mind wandered back to those heady days, the pulsing energy of the club, the sweat-drenched bodies moving to the rhythm of the music. He felt a pang of longing, a desire to recapture that magic. LP? Dion's voice broke through his reverie, snapping him back to reality. You okay there? LP shook himself out of his thoughts and grinned sheepishly. Sorry, I got lost in my own head for a minute there. But yeah, I'm good. Between the gin and good friends, I'm just feeling nostalgic, I guess. The two women chuckled, but LP could see the understanding in their eyes. They knew how much music meant to him, how it had shaped his life in ways he could never have imagined. And now, with their support, LP felt more inspired than ever to pursue his dream of becoming a musician. As the night wore on, the conversation turned to other topics, but LP couldn't shake the feeling of excitement and possibility that had taken hold of him. He knew there would be challenges ahead, but now that he knew his friends were solidly behind him, he was ready to face them head on. Like all conversations, a few topics were parachuted in at random, and soon it was Dion's turn to launch into a new thread. Now that things are back to normal, she said, I can't fucking wait to get out to a music festival, get severely trashed, and honestly, get lost for a couple of days. You said it, sister, Faith added, blinking a few extra times as she gushed at Dion's comments. I always knew they would come back in a big way, and right out of the gate, performers have not disappointed. Man, I remember this one time at Lollapalooza, LP said. I saw Nine Inch Nails, and they were just unreal. Trent Reznor was like a force of nature up there on stage, and I swear the whole crowd was vibrating with energy. I remember that one, Faith shouted. That was the year we all got covered in mud during the Beastie Boys set. Oh, yeah, the old mosh pit grind. I could probably still get away with that shit, couldn't I? Dion chimed in passionately, standing up and pretending she was being crushed among dozens of other fans. And then we had to trudge back to our tents, caked in dirt and sweat, but still buzzing from the music. And a few other things. Faith laughed. Oh, man, those were the days. Now I feel like an old lady when I go to festivals. All I can think about is finding a comfortable spot to sit and something to eat that won't upset my stomach, or cost $40 for a tiny, teeny portion. But that still doesn't seem to stop me from having a good time, Faith said, as she pulled out her phone and began scrolling through pictures. I went to this one last month. She held out her phone, and the other two leaned in to look. It was all about indie rock and alternative music. The headliners were amazing. What do you think was the best festival that any of us have been to? LP asked his friends. Live Aid, 1985, both Dion and Faith said mockingly, before LP could offer his opinion. They had always enjoyed teasing him about it, even though they were still jealous that he'd actually had a chance to mingle with legends like Bowie, McCartney, U2, Sting, and many, many others. The rewards of being a prodigy as a spinner when I was a kid, LP said as he leaned back, crossed his arms, and looked very proud of himself, possibly for the first time in years. Hey, LP, Faith said, nudging him playfully. Tell us more about the guy you're calling your new mentor. What's he like? Ah, yeah, LP said, grinning. He's this old-school producer who's worked with some of the greats. He's taught me so much about recording technology, and he's always pushing me to be better. Sounds like a real legend, Diane said, raising her glass in a toast. Absolutely, LP said, feeling a surge of pride. And it's not just him. You guys have been there for me every step of the way, supporting me and encouraging me to chase my dreams. I couldn't have done it without you. Aw, jeez, Faith said, wiping away a fake tear. You're going to make me cry. Hey, don't get emotional on us, Dion said, playfully punching her shoulder. We've got a long night of catching up ahead of us. Just then, John Atman walked in the door. Despite being tall and lean, he still somehow managed to fill its entire frame as he entered. He spied the group and moved quickly to their table. A quick glance at the three of him told him he had some catching up to do, as the other three were well-sourced. John, LP announced, getting unsteadily to his feet to greet his instructor. They only shook hands, as they were still getting to know each other. "Greetings, everyone," Artman shouted over the music. "How goes the reunion?" "Fantastic! Long overdue," all three declared, more or less in unison. LP added, "We were just talking about music festivals. We're all getting excited about getting back into the action with live music. What's your favourite event?" Artman sat down and jumped eagerly into the debate. "Not to lean into the stereotypes just because I'm black," he said in a deep voice. "But I will. So I'll say the Harlem Cultural Festival in 1969. I was actually there." The other three looked at him like he was talking in dolphin. They had never heard of it. "Of course you haven't heard of it, because it took place during the mayhem of Woodstock, which drew all the attention of the press. Surely you've seen the recent documentary by Questlove. It's an edited and mastered copy of the performances," Atman added. "Oh!" Faith exclaimed, catching on. "That was a wicked show. It was called Summer of Soul, I think." "That's right. There were just as many people in attendance as there were at Woodstock, but hardly anyone had heard about it until Questlove put that documentary together. Can you imagine?" Atman said. "The only difference was that it didn't match the message going out at the time. Like all black people, a Black Panthers or Harlem is where criminals hang out." This, coming from the finance companies on Wall Street that wanted more money for Vietnam. As they continued to chat and laugh, LP couldn't help but feel grateful for his friends. He slowly scanned the faces of his old friends Dion and Faith and Atman, a new hero to look up to, and knew that this was what life was about. They supported him in every aspect of his life, from his meanderings through different career paths to his adjustment now as an older student. And even though the road ahead was uncertain, he knew that with them by his side, anything was possible.